Sechel Peah Parapeh's Mishnah Cheska. True Litim Chetia. Bekata Hu Chetia. Noisim Peah Mimasha Kata. If Litim harvested the first half of his field, and after the Litim harvested the first half of the field, the owner of the field went ahead and harvested the second half of the field, the owner of the field must give Peah for the entire field from the produce that he harvested. And even though Bandit harvested the first half of the field, since the owner of the field did harvest the second half of the field, and generally Peah is given at the end of the harvest, so the owner who harvested the second half of the field must leave Peah for the entire field from the part of the field that he harvested. Kater chetia, umachar chetia. Halokeach noisein Peah lakol. If somebody harvested the first half of his field and subsequently sold the second half of the field to somebody else, the buyer must give Peah for the entire field from the produce that he harvested, again for the same reason. And since the Peah is generally given at the end, and the lokeach is the one that harvested the second half, he has to give Peah for the entire field. The seller doesn't have to give Peah from the half that he harvested. Instead, the lokeach would give the Peah from what he harvested. It's as if the mocher stipulated with the lokeach at the time that he sold him the second half that I'm selling you the produce from the second half of the harvest beside the Peah that you have to give. The Peah for the entire field is not included in the sale. Only the produce beside the Peah is included in the sale. But if he sold the first half of the field and left the second half for himself, in such a case, both the mocher and the lokeach, the buyer and the seller, both would take Peah from the part of the field that they harvest. Kata chetia v'hegdish chetia. Apoide miyada gizbor, who knows them Peah lokeach. Somebody who harvests half of his field and subsequently is magdish, the second half of the field. The one who redeems the second half of the field from the gizbor, from the caretaker of hegdish, he is the one that has to give Peah for the entire field. The person who redeems the second half, when he harvests the second half, he has to leave Peah for the entire field, for both the first half and the second half. And the owner of the field, who harvested only the first half, he doesn't leave Peah at all, as Peah is usually left for the end. The one who redeems the second half from Hegdish, he has to give Peah for the entire field.
Shebein Hazesim, somebody who planted rectangular patches of grain among olive trees. There are olive trees in between the patches of grain. Beishame Oimrim Peah Mikoachas Bachas. Beisilu Oimrim Me'echad Alakol. Beishame said, you must give Peah from each one of the patches of grain. As according to Beishame, each patch of grain is considered a separate field. While according to Beisilu, you can give Peah from one patch, and that will cover for the other patches, as according to Beis Hillel, it's all considered one field. Mefarshim explained that Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is in such a case where in an area of 50 amos by 50 amos, there are 10 olive trees. And among the olive trees, you planted these rectangular patches of grain. But if there are less than 10 olive trees in an area of 50 amos by 50 amos, Beis Hillel would agree with Beis Shammai. They would give Peah separately from each patch of grain. And since there are so few olive trees among the patches of grain, it's obviously not because of the olive trees that you planted the grain in these patches. Instead, obviously you wanted that each patch should be a separate field, so therefore Beis Hillel would agree in such a case, they would take off Peah separately from each patch of grain. And if there are more than 10 olive trees in an area of 50 amos by 50 amos, and you planted rectangular patches of grain among the olive trees, then in such a case, Beis Shammai would agree with Beis Hillel that it's all considered one field, and you would take Peah from one patch, and that would cover for all the patches. Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is only in such a case where the olive trees are spaced apart, that in an area of 50 amos by 50 amos, there are 10 olive trees. Umodin Shemahayu Rashi Shuros Murabin. Beis Shammai would agree with Beis Hillel in such a case that the tops of the rows are mixed in, they can give pear from one patch, and that would cover for all the patches. It would all be considered one field. But we're talking about a case where the grain is not planted in perfect rectangles. Instead, the heads of the rows of grain are mixed in with the other rows of grain. So since they're not planted in perfect rectangles, then we wouldn't say that each patch of grain is considered a separate field. Instead, we would say that it's all one field, and you get pear from one patch, and that would cover for all the patches, even according to Beis Shammai.